Welcome to the Life Leadership Podcast with myself, Leela Singh, all things coaching, career, and personal branding. This podcast is for ambitious career professionals like you, wanting to create a life of choice and freedom, to be, do, and have more through overcoming limitations, to develop new perspectives and insights, and to redefine your success, be that in work, health, relationships, and so much more. Hi there, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to Life with Leela. My name is Leela Singh, and I'm an executive career and personal brand coach, and I work with career professionals, typically in the technology industry, who are aspiring to overcome their limitations so that they can cover their real potential and create new possibilities, all while showing up as the best version of themselves. And this is what I call life leadership. So today's topic, every day is day one. Now, why am I talking about this? Because we're halfway or a little bit beyond halfway through the year, 2023. So first of all, how did that even happen? Time, I feel, has really, really flown this year. And so we're already in the final half of 2023. So where did that time go? Maybe you had plans, you set some intentions or created some goals for the year ahead back in December or January. And suddenly you've now found that 6 months has passed. And you've not even started, you've not even begun to make some strides towards achieving those goals or towards those intentions that you set yourself. Or maybe you did start, but perhaps you've only made a little progress. Maybe you're not where you thought you would be by June, July of the year. Well, what does that mean? Here's the thing. It's very easy to have plans, intentions, goals, and set them with good intention of following through. But we all know that life happens. Things come up, things get in the way, we get distracted, unexpected things can occur. But then the challenge becomes if we're not meeting those goals or we're not moving towards the intentions that we set ourselves or the plans that we created, it's very easy to give up and then park it maybe for another day or choose to get started tomorrow. And we all know tomorrow never comes. Or next time, and more time passes and you're still making no progress. So my question to you is, with us being halfway through the year, what plans, what intentions, what goals do you have? Did you set yourself, whether it was at the start of the year or maybe in Q1 for Q2 or at the beginning of Q2 for the rest of the year? What did you set yourself up to do, to commit to, that you haven't begun, that you feel that maybe it's fallen through because other things came up, other things happened? What does that mean for you? So really ask yourself, and feel free to share in the comments if you'd like to, and let me know, what plans did you have? What goals did you set yourself? What intentions did you commit to that you haven't yet begun or that you've made very little progress with? And here's the thing, we can beat ourselves up for what we didn't do. We can put ourselves down for why we haven't done something. We can speak of failure rather than learning from what's not worked or what's not happened. We can decide to give up. Or perhaps, just if we've not started yet, decide that we're not going to start at all. And when we do that, then we're no way forward. We're not progressing. We're not getting to where we want to be. And what I want you to remember from today, if nothing else, is this, that every day is day one. In other words, no matter that today is the 11th of July and on the 1st of January, perhaps you set yourself a goal, or the 1st of April, or the 1st of June, or the 1st of July, and nothing's happened, you haven't taken the first steps yet, it's okay, because every day is day one. So we can start again afresh today with new vigour, new focus, new motivation, and more determination that we will take those baby steps. What I invite you to not do is to beat yourself up, to put yourself down, to speak of failure, to give up, and to not start at all. That is what I do not want you to do. What I invite you to do from today is treat every day as day one, now whether that's today or tomorrow. Say to yourself, right, day one, I'm going to get started. I'm going to commit to this. I'm going to create the steps to get me where I want to be. So here's some questions to ask yourself. Number one, what is the goal that you had set for yourself? What is the intention that you committed to? What is the plan that you had for yourself for this year that you haven't started, or that you started but stopped doing within a matter of days? And perhaps you've not made much progress. So first, we want to get clear on that. And a common one for a lot of people is health. So maybe going to the gym, getting fit, losing weight, eating better, toning up, building muscle, whatever that might be. But there's some aspect of health for most people that will be a goal that they set. And it might be that you joined the gym in January and you started going, and then by February you kind of gave up and life got in the way, and now we're in July and you're going on holiday in August and you're like, my God, I haven't got that beach body, what am I going to do? It's okay, because every day is day one. So rather than give up or think next year or next time, it's restate your goal, restate your intention. Whether you've started or not, restate it from today. Today's day one. And ask yourself, what is the cost to you of not starting? What is the cost to you of not achieving that goal? In other words, what is the impact going to be of you going on a holiday without that beach body, of not toning up, of not gaining the muscle, of not losing weight? What is the cost of not doing that? That's the first thing, once you're clear on that goal, that intention. And then secondly, what is the impact of taking small steps? What will happen when you achieve that goal? So really take time to answer these questions and explore within what that is for you. What is going to be impacted? What is going to change? What is going to be different for you by achieving the goal you set yourself? And number three, understand the gap. In other words, identify, get clear on where you are right now and where you want to be realistically in the next 6 months. So remember, we're talking about the year and we've got half a year left now. Let's aim to achieve a goal and intention by the end of the year. So where are you right now? And where do you want to be? And make it realistic for yourself. Of course, you want to have a stretch goal. You want to have a goal that's going to push you a little bit further. But what you don't want to do is to create a goal for yourself that is unachievable, because that will only have you giving up really quickly and feeling demoralized, and we don't want that. So for example, if it is a health goal, if it is a weight goal and just having more energy, then what does that look like? What do you want to be different by the end of this year? So once you get clear on the gap of where you are right now in terms of that, maybe it's more sleep, maybe it's improving your sleep patterns or getting an additional hour sleep a night, perhaps it's eating less processed food and fizzy drinks and eating more healthy. Maybe it's exercising more regularly, more consistently. So whatever that is for you, get really clear on what it is you want to achieve and where you are right now with that. And then create small, achievable milestones. So what I mean by that is, if we've now got 6 months to go, what do you want to achieve by the end of July? What would you like to achieve by the end of August? And if, for example, you're going away on holiday over the coming weeks and months, then maybe you can make your milestone plan, build it around your holiday so you have shorter goals, but it gives you that motivation, it spurs you on, it gives you some determination because you know I've got that holiday coming up and I want to look and feel my best. So I'm going to work really hard between now and then because there's only X number of weeks to go. So create those small achievable milestones rather than saying, I know I want to lose X kilos in 6 months. It's like break it down and say, right, I want to lose 1 kilo a month, for example, whatever it might be for you. I'm just giving an example. So break it down to realistic, achievable milestones. Remember, every day is day one and you can start again today. No matter what's happened for the last 6 months, today is your day one. Make it your own it, and start to set those intentions for yourself. Create those milestones and make sure you understand the gap, because understanding the gap of where you are right now, where you want to be, will help you to create the achievable milestones in between that gap. And it could be that the ultimate goal is a longer game. Maybe it's over a year or 2 years, depending on what it is. And that's okay, but create a milestone for the end of the year and then work backwards and create perhaps a monthly goal and then a weekly goal. Break it into small, manageable, achievable steps and you're more likely to stick to it and you're more likely to succeed. And remember, every day is day one. So I hope you found that useful. Let me know what you're going to focus on, what you're going to commit to, what your intentions are for the rest of the year. Pop them in the comments. I'd love to know. If you have any questions, again, pop them in the comments. I will come back and answer them. So until next time, thank you for dropping by. Remember to elevate your performance, maximize your potential, and create new possibilities by showing up as the best version of you. Take care and have a great rest of the week. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already done so. And if you enjoyed and gained value from today's episode, then do please leave a review telling us your key learnings and what you enjoyed the most. And do please share this podcast with your friends and colleagues so we can spread the word on life leadership, creating a life of choice, freedom, and new possibilities. Connect with me directly on LinkedIn, and if you would like to learn more about how we can work together, either DM me on LinkedIn or email me. All details and resources can be found in the show notes.